We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
This is the Afternoon Magazine. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. My guest in this portion of the program is Andrea Jones. She's the author of a new novel inspired by J.M. Barrie's Peter and Wendy. In Jones' book, Hook and Jill, we find Wendy Darling growing into a woman. The lost boys are also growing up. Andrea Jones is an alumna of the University of Illinois. She holds a BA in oral interpretation of literature with a literature minor. Since then, she's had a career in television production. You'll find more about her at the website www.hookandjill.com. Of course, more about the book there as well. Andrea, welcome. How are you?
I'm just fine. Thank you, Celeste, for having me.
My pleasure. Well, to begin, I want you to tease us a little bit here. Would you read a passage from Hook and Jill, the very opening?
I'd be pleased to tease you. Here we are, the very first chapter, Once Upon Never Time. When she woke, she was the woman in the bed, on the ship, in the sea, and she used to be Wendy Darling, who dreamt in the bed in the nursery of number 14. Now, the rhythm of the waves had overtaken the rhythm of her dreams. But when? When had she become accustomed to the swaying of the ship? At what point in time had she grown used to the bed that mocked the rocking surface of the sea? She knew now that the presence behind her, cradling her, would bind her forever. How had she become one with that presence, possessing it and possessed by it, by the arm thrown to rest across her own, the heavy arm that protected and confined her? That powerful, handless arm ending hideously at the wrist. Hook. Her eyes flew wide, and it happened again. The reality of the man seized her breath and tore it away. Waves of shock rushed up her body. Panic gripped her heart. The girl she had been was swept away, her shell refilled with surging waters, assaulting her from within. Even now, Hook, made real, ripped her to pieces and recreated her all at once. She tried to breathe. Even now he afflicted her, but she was sure so much time had passed. Think, when had she called him into being, first spun his tails? Ages ago, lifetimes. Breathe again. But in the Neverland, time had no reckoning, her custom of keeping it lost to its lack of regulation here. Yet she had clung to it while other familiarities fell away to lie derelict at the bottom of Never Bay. Remember to breathe. Where were the boys now? With her parents, becoming gentlemen. Wendy alone had chosen, been chosen, to stay. Wendy alone had arrived in the land of eternal childhood only to find she was already growing up. It was here she had escaped the bonds of uncaring youth. In her new freedom, she had begun fully to live here as a woman, the woman she had chosen to be, the woman in the bed, on the ship, in the sea. Breathing evenly at last, she lifted her hand to his mutilated stump, caressing it once. Her eyes fell closed, and she slept again, swaying in his arms to the perpetual timelessness of the rocking sea.
And that is the opening of Hook and Jill. When and how did you begin to imagine such a scene?
I began to imagine it in the movie theater. I saw the 2003 Peter Pan live-action film by P.J. Hogan. It, for the first time, presented an actor playing Peter Pan as opposed to an actress. And to me, that just brought the story to life. And not only that, but Hogan presented those adult scenes that you rarely see brought out of the story. They are there. Barry put them in there on purpose. But you rarely see it in the Disney production, for instance, or the Mary Martin theme, a show on which I grew up. Those are just not there. But when you have a real boy in the part, it brings out that that sexual interplay between the sexes, between Peter and Wendy. It just brought it all to life.
Now,
when I saw it, it seemed to me that it should have been an adult story. And then I began imagining how it would have turned out had it been intended for adults instead of children.
Yeah. So the adults, are the intended audience for Hook and Jill, definitely.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Yes. This time we get to fly back to New
And we get to ponder the consequences of not growing up.
Exactly. Hook and Jill does present, is it really desirable to prolong childhood? Or is there a plus side to growing up? And all children except one grow up, as J.M. Barrie says in the very first line of Peter and Wendy. And I get to explore that idea.
Should readers have read Peter and Wendy before reading your book, Hook and Jill?
I do recommend it. It isn't strictly necessary to enjoy the story, but you will see so much in it that Barrie originally intended. I stay very close to Barrie's vision. So if you do read Peter and Wendy, and it's a very quick read, you will enjoy more of Hook and Jill. You will see those details that Barrie originated and are so delightful.
Well, tell us a little bit about the Captain Hook who graces the pages of your book.
Well, of course, Barrie created Captain Hook, a fascinating man. He is an aristocrat with a mysterious background. We don't know why he turned to piracy, and of course that gave me a lot of scope. I get to fill in that backstory. But Hook is originally a fascinating man, but of course I made him even more manipulative and even more intelligent than Barrie did. He comes to the Neverland. He is actually created because Hook and Jill is a Jungian allegory. And in Jungian psychology, of course, every personality has a light side and a shadow side, a dark side. And Wendy, as the storyteller, has made up Captain Hook, and he carries her dark side. When she arrives in the Neverland, she has to come to terms with the fact that Hook is real. She really did create a person, and she is responsible for his presence in the world and for his behavior. And when she takes responsibility, that is when she begins growing up.
Hmm. And what of the light and shadow of Peter Pan?
Of course, as we first meet Peter in J.M. Barrie's story, he is detached from his shadow. Peter does not own his shadow. Mm-hmm. He likes it. It belongs to him, so he needs to keep it. But he doesn't even acknowledge that he has a dark side. Everything Peter does is for good. And as Wendy begins to mature, she realizes that there are dark sides to innocence and that maybe the things that Peter does are dubious. And throughout Hook and Jill, of course, we have his shadow as J.M. Barrie presented it. And as Peter does dubious acts, you see his shadow. And that, again, is the Jungian part of the story. When he's doing the worst things, you actually don't see Peter at all, but you do see his silhouette or his shadow.
Yeah. I see on your website, thanks to a review by the Sun-Times, that you're planning a series. What comes next?
Yes, when I finished the story, of course, the characters were so alive in my own mind. I knew exactly what they would be doing. So those who survive go on to another adventure, and it is called Other Oceans. Of course, it will be released as soon as Hook and Jill have established a following.
Very good. And with your background in theater and television, do you hope to see this on the stage or on the screen?
I absolutely do. Our local theater here, the Riverfront Playhouse, has asked me to produce a stage version. Well, when I get time, I'll do that. But, of course, I would love to see a screenplay. And I have also heard it suggested that it be a miniseries. And I think perhaps that would be best because there are so many levels to this story. It's a very deep story. If you want to enjoy the pirate fantasy, fine. but it goes way down into that coming of age, the Jungian allegory, the taking of responsibility. It's a very deep story.
I think with those themes, I think that it would really take hold as a miniseries. You know, it would be very popular.
Yes, well, consider that Peter Pan has been with us for 105 years. Mm. And I can name you 10 different derivative works in the last year alone based on Peter Pan.
Wow.
This story has gripped our imaginations. We will never let this one die. It's the story that never grows old.
Mm. Well, Andrea, thank you so much for talking with me this afternoon.
It's a pleasure, Celeste. Thank you.
Andrea Jones is the author of a new novel inspired by J.M. Barrie's Peter and Wendy. In Jones' book, Hook and Jill, we find Wendy Darling growing into a woman. The Lost Boys also are growing up. More about our guest, Andrea Jones, and the book at the website www.hookandjill.com.